Happy to be in the house of the Lord. God richly bless you. God bless you. Yes, we are so much grateful to the Lord, what he has done for us the week that has just passed. And through grace, mercy, loving kindness, he has put a quickening in us. Amen. To go no other place, but to come to his presence and start the week. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, we thank you. A beautiful day, the Lord, you have made for us. Oh, how we can feel, oh Lord, your breath of life upon us. Oh Lord, we thank you, keeping us through the night, great watchman. And Father, this morning, oh Lord, how you've quickened our footsteps, Lord, to come into your presence, Lord. Father, we say thank you, we bless you, we want to give all glory to you. And Lord, even as we come, Lord, Father, always, Lord, we want to come believing, Lord. We want to come with all reverence and obedience unto thy hand, O God, that Lord Jesus, your Holy Spirit will find a way and sweep over us, O God. So Lord Jesus, we want to start the day, Lord, with the Sunday schools here and upstairs, Lord. And Father, we want to commit all the teachings, Lord, into your hands, O God, that the Holy Spirit, which is the altar of the word of God, will take the word and, Lord, will open it, Lord, unto us, Lord. Father, we commit all utterances today, Lord, to be backed by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. May God richly bless you, brethren. May you be seated for a while. God richly bless you. Yes, today we have a subject, the Malachi of the Elijah of Malachi 4, 5, and 6. I've been led to come with this subject because there had been a wave of discord and misinterpretation of the word, and there's already within the message another move that now they were all message believers before, But now today they say that Malachi 4 is John the Baptist. And that wave is blowing, even because I received calls from Ghana, and it started somewhere in, I don't want to mention them, in America, and it started spreading. So this morning, we want to look at the Elijah of Malachi 4, 5, and 6. We may not finish this week. We will continue next week. Amen. We all know the spirit of Elijah came five times. Amen. Upon Elijah himself. And then that spirit of Elijah came upon Elisha. Amen. And that same spirit was upon John the Baptist. And that same spirit will be upon the Elijah of Malachi 4, 5, and 6. And then the fifth being the two witnesses that you read about in, I think, Revelation 11. That they will come purposely for Israel. Amen. As the spirit of Elijah and Moses. Amen. So, we will try to build our defenses, because it's a spirit that can just catch someone away. Because those people, they were real strong, fine preachers, and very good word, message believers. And one of the ministers who was in America, it happened to be that my elder brother, who was the pastor before his ministry that I was under, her daughter is married to one of these ministers. And he's just, something that I just give everything to the hands of the Lord, that the Lord himself will bring a kind of revelation to all those people for them to realize their mistake. So we will try to be on our guard, because it's a kind of storm. See, presently you see it as a wave. See, the wave comes, you know, the sea waves. It comes and splash on the shore and goes back. See, but that same sea waves can turn into a storm and goes over the shores and cause havoc and devastations. See, and as you see that there's an imminent storm, you do what? Even naturally, they build what? Defenses. Amen. So in the spiritual also, we have to fortify ourselves. We know. But yet, it's always good to what? To bring yourself into remembrance of what you have already learned. Amen. So shall we stand and read the word? So we are going to look at, we need to look at John the Baptist. Praise the Lord. So that we can know the commission that God gave unto him. Amen. So we shall first turn to Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40, from verse 3 to 5. So keep close listening to what actually is happening. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your word. As we sit at your feet, Lord, let your Holy Spirit now cover us, O God, and bring us closer to this revelation, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated here? So as I was saying, there's this wave of discord and misinterpretation of the word of God. And the people are saying John the Baptist is the Elijah of Malachi 4, and that any other claim is falsehood. Now, the prophet says something in the message, Water Baptism 1961. He said, now watch here. Misinterpretation. You see, you can't make it run right. So in the first place, what they are holding on, see, you can't make it run right if you are holding on to misinterpretation of the word. Amen. The prophet said, you will never make it run right. See, it can't till you come back to the revelation. Praise the Lord. It can't till you come back to the revelation. And then the whole scripture will run right. Amen. And then in demonology religion, also he said, the Urim Tumim today is this Bible. You know the Urim Tumim. Pastor Andrew have been speaking on that many times. You see, it's a diamond stone on the breastplate of Aaron. And one thing is that if anything that is right, it will show the light. But if something is wrong, there wouldn't be the light. The light will never shine. Praise the Lord. So that's what the prophet is saying, that the Urim Tumim today is this Bible. Is this Bible. Amen. Praise the Lord. So everything you go toward, bring it before the Bible. And if it doesn't match, the light is not shown, then what you are holding is what? Is wrong. Amen. Amen. So the prophet said, if somebody has given a prophecy or a dream and it don't compare or echo with God's Bible, it's false. Don't believe it. Amen. So, brethren, you know, it is written that there will be a falling away. That's one thing also we must always take notice of that. See, these things that are happening, is it? They are all scripture. The Bible says that there will be a falling away. You see, there is going to be a time when a man will be worshipped as God here. You see, a man that will be, the prophet said, a man that would be put here as a form of worship. But that day could not come except first there come falling away. You see, brethren. And it is not the unbeliever that has fallen away. Amen. Yes. And he said, what is it? Falling away, what is it? He said, a lukewarm condition of the church. Amen. Praise the Lord. See? A lukewarm condition. We know that lukewarm is a spirit of what? A spirit of this age. Laodicea. Amen. So, when you talk about falling away, my brethren, you see, that's the thing. Said, this man of sin, until he will be revealed or come into power, there got to be first a falling away. Yes. You see, the church will come to a place of what, lukewarmness, to pave the way for him. Because you now accept, you have what? Put away the truth. So now you can accept anything else. You see, carried away by every wind of doctrine. That's what it is. Amen. So, now let's look at the people that, what they are believing, because I had to call one of my my brother's son in Ghana, because he also is being drawn into it. And I asked him deeply, what are you people? Okay, tell me, what is it? So he started to give me some scriptures, which they are looking at to say that John the Baptist is the Malachi 4. So one of their scriptures that he gave to me was Matthew 11, 10 to 15. And you know, that scripture, when you read from the beginning, it was the time when John the Baptist sent two of his disciples to go and ask Jesus, "Art thou he that should come?" See, or do we look for another? And you know, Jesus answered and told the disciples of John that go and show John all these things. See, the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, death hear. See, the dead are raised. Go and tell John, even the poor have the gospel preached to them. Go and tell him, you see. So, coming down now, when they had departed, then Jesus was speaking to the multitude. So we start from verse 10, when he said, "For this is he," he was talking about John the Baptist, "for this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, we shall prepare thy way before thee." You see, they are missing. This is what they are holding. But yet, you see that they are missing something. See, that word prepare, we are going to see it. They are holding this, and they've jumped. You see, when you are being taken by another spirit, you see, it's so sad. Brethren, let's keep them in prayer. Amen. So, he gave me this scripture. "Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there had not risen a greater than John the Baptist." That's one of the main things also they are holding on to, that no man that has been born of woman is greater than John the Baptist. You see. But my brother, look at what Jesus said. Following. He said, "Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Praise the Lord. What is it? He that is in you seated here, is greater than what? Everything. Praise the Lord. But they are holding this look. There's no man born of woman that's greater than John the Baptist. Jesus Christ said it himself. And then why they couldn't see this here? Just the same verse. So we are what? We are gathering defenses. When something like that comes, you know how to what, handle said situation. Amen. So notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. My brother, my sister, he that is in you, praise the Lord, amen, is greater than all other things. Amen. Now, verse 12. "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent took it by force." Yeah, that's the situation we have, my brother. That's the same situation now. See, you got to what? Really? These are all what? Storms. Praise the Lord. that you got to go through to come. You see, that's what we said is suffering violence, and you see, is suffering violence. See, with all these misinterpretations, see, and the violent take it by force. My brother, you got to what? Overcome whatever hindrances and obstacles, the storms that the enemy will try to what? Raise against you. But meanwhile, we all know that anytime the devil raises any storm, our Lord raises the standard to overcome it. Amen. If only you would what? Surrender yourself and be obedient to his word. Amen. So, verse 13, for all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. So they said after John, there is no prophet. There is no more any prophet. That's what they are saying. Amen. But I see, that's what the prophet is saying here. He said, you can't make it run right when you are misinterpreting the word of the word. But all that you need to do is what? It can't till you come back to Revelation. Amen. You see, for all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. Here you see what? The prophets and the law. You see, my brother, one thing is that, yes, John is a point of what? A point of another transition. Amen. You see, this is no more law. We have come to another transition of the journey, which is grace. Amen. Amen. Which is grace. John, yes, at a point, you see, here is it. All the prophets and the law. But now, we transited into another. That's what? Christ now. You see, it's just very simple. But yet, because what they are saying, but we are studying, so it is gradual. I don't want to jump to the end. Amen. You see. And if we will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear. So they are basing strongly. He that have an ear, you hear what is here, you see. Brethren. But you see, I don't want us to, I'm not going to explain anything here. As we go along, we will be picking every one of these things. We will come to every one of them, which you get the answer. We will get the word, the revelation to it. Amen. The other scripture is Matthew 17. From 11 to 13. And that scripture also, you all know, when you read from the beginning, that was the time when Jesus took Peter, James, and John and went into a high mountain and he was transfigured. Amen. And a cloud covered him, and the disciples saw Moses and Elijah with Christ, you see. So even as the scripture says, they had wanted to build what, 3 tabernacles. Then a voice out of the cloud said, this is my beloved son. Is it verse 13? When he said, this is my beloved son. What scripture did I give? 17. Okay. Yeah, that's verse 5. So while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed him, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Amen. But see, their scripture, they gave it to me, Matthew 17, 11 to 13. That's what they gave to me. But when you go back, see, even The disciples had wanted to build one, three different walls, tabernacles, but they were stopped. He said, hear ye him. Amen. Praise the Lord. But let's look at their scripture from verse 11. He said, and Jesus answered and said unto him, Elias truly shall first come. That's verse 11, eh? Yeah. Surely come and restore all things. Oh, my brother, you see the word restore here. Amen. Meanwhile, in their own scripture, you see prepare. Shall come to prepare. And this was a question, okay, this was a question the disciples asked Jesus. And, which verse the disciples asked, why then shall the scribes say that Elias must come first? It's verse 10, eh? Uh-huh. Okay, let's start from that place. And his disciples asked him, saying, why then say the scribes that Elias must first come? And then this is the answer Jesus gave. Amen. See, which they are holding on to. He said, and Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elias is come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. And then verse 13, then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. You see. So that's what they are holding on to. That he spoke about what John the Baptist, that Elias, that should come. Amen. But you see, brother, as we go along, you will see what actually it means. But here it says, Jesus answered and said, verse 11, unto them, Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. Praise the Lord. My brother, restoration is different from preparing. Praise the Lord. Restoration is different from what? Preparing. And they, you see, they've missed that. The very scripture they gave, all the two scriptures they've given to me, you see that they've missed something. And there you could see the first scripture, a messenger that will come to prepare. Meanwhile, this prophecy, some 710 years according to the prophet, Prophet Isaiah had prophesied. God has spoken through Isaiah to prophesy that there will be a voice crieth in the wilderness, prepare the way. Amen. And Jesus was telling the multitude when the disciples of John had gone that this is what the messenger before, who will come before my face to prepare the way of the Lord. But here, when they asked him why the scribes say that Elias must first come, then he answered and said, yeah, truly, Elias shall first come and restore all things. See, that's the revelation. Will restore all things. And then he came to John the Baptist. After saying this, he came now to John the Baptist and said, but I say unto you that Elias, the Elias you are asking of, yeah, truly, he has come. And that's what John the Baptist. And they've done to him what they've done. Even the same thing they will do toward the Son of Man. Amen. So our time is up. We will break through everything. Praise the Lord. So now, at least we have two things now. Between prepare and restore. So as we go along, you see these two commission coming up. Praise the Lord. To prove who is Malachi for. Praise the Lord. Do you love him? Amen. Amen. Let's bow down our heads. Let's stand rather because we are stand for the today's service. Our dear Heavenly Father, we stand before you this morning, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, with all thanksgiving to God, our hearts full of joy. Lord, our hearts open up, oh God, Lord, this morning, that, Lord Jesus, you have your own way with us, Lord. Father, even, Lord, as we start today's service, oh, by worship and songs and praises, Lord, Father, we want to commit all into your hands, even as we commit the song leader, the musicians, and all instruments that, Lord, we will use, especially, Lord, our voices and our hands, oh God, that, Lord, we will be able to lift them up so high this morning to worship you and to lift up your name, to esteem, Lord Jesus, all the things that, oh God, you are, Lord. And Father, as we worship, Lord, how we pray that, oh God, oh, your spirit, Lord, overshadow this place, Lord Jesus. And even, oh God, upon our servant, your servant, Lord, oh, our pastor, Lord Jesus, that this morning, oh God, the word that he has, oh Lord Jesus, from you, oh God, will come to us, oh Lord Jesus. And Father, to continue, Lord, oh, to bring us even to that perfection, Lord, to be like you, Lord Jesus. So, Father, we commit all into your hands now, and with all reverence, Lord Jesus, we bow ourselves before you and worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
As you sense this morning, yeah, just keep me in prayer because